Well, I'll just start with saying for myself and on behalf of the team, you know, how much appreciation we have today, Veterans Day, and how we honor those, the veterans before the game, and how appreciative we are for all that our servicemen, all the armed forces do for us and give us the opportunity to go out there and do what we did today. And so without them, we all know that that really is part of our way of life, and they protect it for us, and we appreciate that. So good to win. Good to win. Like usual, tough matchup with Buffalo. You know, they do a good job, fought us right to the end. But, you know, we made the plays that we needed to make, and wasn't perfect, of course. A lot of work to do. Got to keep working to get better, but in the end, the turnovers, I think, were the difference. And, you know, let's move on to Indianapolis. It, you know, we use all of our backs. So, you know, there's no, I mean, well, you guys think that we, you know, like every game, it's, you know, it's this, all this guy's got all these plays. Next game, somebody else has all those plays. We don't know. But they all played. They all contributed. You know, they all were productive. So, and Danny made some good plays, no doubt about it.
Bill, have you seen some improvement kind of game rushing over the guard? You've done that quite a bit this year, moving inside. What do you like about that movement?
He has been productive. Mm-hmm. He has been productive. Yeah, well, it's just trying to get, you know, our best guys on the field, best pass rushers on the field. He's one of them, and he's had production for us. Really, it's grown. You know, he's got a better feel for it. And, you know, he handles a lot of communication there on the line of scrimmage in terms of what we're, you know, games are running, things like that. And he's done a real good job with it.
Bill, you talked this week about the explosiveness of the Bills offense. And it's probably 481 total yards. Is this basically what you figured you might be in?
Well, you know, they didn't really hit us with a lot of big plays. They hit us with you know, I mean, they moved the ball around. They got a lot of guys involved. Chandler, Johnson, of course, the backs. I mean, you know, they did a good job. Again, in the end, you know, I think the turnovers were, you know, helped us. But they've got an explosive group of skilled players, and they got them all involved.
Is there anything you can attribute to their success on the ground? They ran more yards today than any team has.
Well, they had a lot of balance. I mean, yeah. And, you know, we missed some tackles, and you know, we didn't play some of the runs real well, but those backs are good backs, and they make yards against everybody. So, you know, we got to do a better job. But I mean, give them credit; they gain a lot of yards against everybody. They do a good job. They're not easy to get on the ground, even if you play the play, you know, halfway decently. They make a lot of yards on their own. I'll take any win. Take any win.
Bill, I know you're going to have to watch the tape, but, you know, after the bye week and a couple extra practices, are you a little disappointed with the lack of sharpness on defense? Like, so there are some missed tackles and like some missed assignments and stuff that you guys are
doing. You know, I thought overall as a team, we just didn't do a real good job of that. We had penalties, drop balls, offside, missed tackles. You know, missed tackles and drop balls. I mean, that's pretty fundamental. We had just didn't do a good job on a number of areas. I don't think it was any one thing, but just, you know, overall, we made some plays. We did some things well, but there was other things that were just not as sharp as what they need to be or what they should be. So, yeah, we got to definitely do a better job on those. You know, it wasn't far from perfect.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, I just got through saying that I think they have a real good group of skilled players. They're hard to tackle, and you know, part of that's credit to them. But we got to do a better job. I don't know how else to answer the question. It's the same, same thing I just said.
Bill, does Devin, when he's at safety, he's in the middle of the field as opposed to the corner, does that give him an opportunity to potentially impact more plays?
I don't know. Depends on the play. I don't think Steven's ever not had confidence. I don't think that's an issue. Yeah, no, he kicked the ball well. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think it's a confidence issue. I'm not at all. I mean, Steve's real consistent. He's real consistent from the day he got here. He's kicked well. He works hard. He's been very consistent. Like everybody, not perfect, but good, and works hard to continually get better. And I would say that's the way it's been when the stats say he's doing real good, and that's, you know, the way it's been when, you know, he's missed a couple kicks or hasn't kicked off well or whatever the case might be. But he's very steady. He works hard. He puts a lot into it. And overall, he's very consistent on a daily basis. I mean, there's not too many times where you walk off the field. And, in fact, I'd be hard-pressed to think of more than a handful of times where you'd say, well, he didn't have a good day today. You know, there's just not many of those days. He kicks the ball well pretty much every time he gets a chance to kick it.
His kickoffs today certainly gave your defense
a great field. And you're right, we had good coverage on the couple that they brought out. And, yeah, and that was good. That was good. I mean, this is, you know, best kickoff return team in the league. Great returner. Plenty of kickoff returner. And that was, you know, one of the things we needed to do was, you know, neutralize McKelvin's production in those two areas. And you know, we did a decent job of that.
Bill, we could see both Tom and Vince on television getting after guys a lot in the game. Do you sense any frustration on their part with some of the inconsistencies that maybe they're not used to having that?
You'd have to ask them. Well, I don't know. It's the way it happened today. But I'm sure next week, you know, who knows what the script will be next week. So just got to go out there and try to play well for 60 minutes. That's what we'll try to do every week. You know, one of my plays at the beginning of the game, the end of the game, all through the game. So hopefully we'll be able to do a better job, you know, next week.
We haven't seen you since the news broke on Friday. Are you disappointed?
Well, it's a league matter. I really don't have any comment on it.
You talk about Woodhead and other players, but what makes Woodhead so special, especially what he did in today's game?
I think Danny is a versatile player. He does a lot of things well. He's good in the passing game. He's got a good feel for a man in zone coverages and getting open. He does a good job on blitz pickup. He runs well, reads his blocks well. He's got good quickness. He's got some speed. He really runs pretty strong for a smaller player. So he's got a good skill set. He's smart. He works hard. He's always trying to improve. And he does what we ask him to do. So got a lot of things going for him. Yeah, they sure did. You know, and we were kind of fortunate there. Most of the time, we only carry 7 offensive linemen in the game, and we happen to have 8 today. And so both Donald and Nick ended up filling in there, and like I said, well, you obviously have to watch the film and see how it all turns out. But you know, it wasn't during a lot of problems. I know that, and right, that was obviously unexpected. But you know, luckily, you know, they came through for us, and that's why everybody has to be ready. You just never know when the bell's going to ring, and both Nick and Donald answered it. Yeah, well, I can't talk about it, so, you know. can't get into those matters. So. Okay. Thank you.
Tom Brady and McCourty.